Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of our CMPL podcast. My name is Lisa, and I am the head of Children's and Teen Services here at the Clinton Macomb Public Library. And today I have two other special guests with me to help tape.
I'm Celia. I'm the head of collection management here at Clinton Macomb.
And I'm Sarah, and I'm an adult services librarian at the Clinton Macomb Library.
We thought that since newsletters just hit the houses for May through August, that this would be a great time to highlight some of our favorite programs that are coming up over the next couple of months. We are going to kick it off with Sarah to tell us the first of her programs and rotate around so you hear a little bit from everybody.
All right, so I'll get started with probably the first thing coming up for anyone who's listening to this podcast. On Wednesday, May 26th, we have an adult spelling bee. Now, this program will be held on Zoom, as all of our programs are this summer. This is a spelling bee that's basically a spell, you know, the way you'd think of a spelling bee for kids, but it's for adults. People will have to play by themselves, so it's not a team-based event. And the fun thing is we're taking the words from classic literature. So participants won't get a word list ahead of time. And this is to help with, you know, making sure that everyone's playing fairly on Zoom. So you won't have a word list in front of you, but all the words will be picked from classic literature. So they'll be like unique words, you know, not everyday things. Anyone who signs up will get a list of the titles that the words will come from, so you could study ahead if you wanted to. And during the spelling bee, if you say, "Can I hear that in a sentence?" the sentence will be a quote from the book.
Oh, that sounds like
so fun. Sounds super fun. I have always wanted to do an adult spelling bee, and I love the twist you've done by pulling out words from literature.
Yep, we're making it even more library related.
Can you give us a sneak peek of one book that books or titles or words may come out of?
Ooh, I can't. I am not the one running this program, and I'm not sure what the list is, but
that's fair.
People could call the library and find out. Registration will have opened by the time you hear this podcast, but it's on Wednesday, May 26th at 6:30.
And you can always register for any of our programs by clicking on the events tab on our website, which is cmpl.org. or by calling 226-5000. Or if you happen to be in any of the desks, please just stop by and ask, and we'll gladly help you out. Sarah, that sounds super fun. I'm going to tell you about one of my favorite programs of the summer because it involves penguins. So the Omaha Zoo, because we're more in a virtual format right now, is going to bring us two live virtual programs this summer. The first is Penguins Live, and it will take place on Monday, June 21st at 10 a.m. for ages 4 to 11. We'll be able to meet the 75 penguins at the zoo and learn about their habitat and behaviors. I don't know about you, I have never had a penguin in a library program, and I am really excited by this, especially since I don't have to walk in the penguin house to see them.
Or we don't have penguins in the library. Yeah, this sounds
great. Doesn't that sound great? Their other program is on Monday, July 12th at 2 p.m. They'll be back and they will be doing a rainforest tour for us. What's really neat is the Omaha Zoo has the largest indoor rainforest in the Americas, and we'll explore the four layers and many aspects of the diverse habitat. And this program is for ages 4 to 11. So while COVID's been a weird thing to get used to, I'm really liking some of these virtual programs that we're able to bring in, because I never would have been able to bring in a rainforest tour or penguins anytime in the past. And I'm very excited to see what they do.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. It's like you can going to a zoo without actually having to travel anywhere.
Right? And you can do it right from your own house.
I'm in.
Yeah. Celia.
Well, the first programs I'm going to be talking about, it's a collection of programs, are our book discussions for children that we offer. So we offer a couple of different types of book discussions depending on the age group. We've got Book Blasters, which are for ages 7 to 9. And we've got, looks like, 5 dates for those scattered throughout the summer, starting with May 22nd, which may have passed when this comes out. But it goes all the way through August. And some of the titles for Book Blasters this time around include The Bad Guys by Aaron Blabby.
Oh, I love The Bad Guys.
We've got a classic, Boxcar Children, Mystery at Camp Survival. We've got Planet Omar, Accidental Trouble Magnet by Zanid Mian, and Ways to Make Sunshine by Renee Watson. For a little bit older group, we've got the Extreme Readers. This is for children ages 10 to 12. Some of those titles are The Last Kids on Earth by Max Brailler.
Oh, that's a whole big series now. And it even is on Netflix. So, it's one of those series that I pass out to kids when they don't know what they want to read.
Absolutely. Blended by Sharon Draper is another title that's going to be on Extreme Readers. And then we also have the Graphic Novel Book Club happening this summer. And that will be for kids ages 9 to 11. And so that one is going to be in August. So plenty of time still to sign up.
I'm excited about the Graphic Novel Book Club. This is the first time it's coming out. And we're hoping to continue it into the fall.
It looks great. So August is going to be the first.
August is the first one of their book club. But that'll work out well because Book Blasters and Extreme Readers take a break for August. Mm-hmm. So it helps balance things out.
Absolutely.
Sarah, what do you have for us next?
Yeah. All right. So another type of program that we have running all summer long is trivia. We started doing trivia programs at the library pretty much at the beginning of the pandemic. And we have seen our numbers grow. People keep coming back for more. So we are going to keep doing trivia until people are not interested anymore. We advertise the trivia as being for both teens and adults, but really it's family friendly. So it's just that the questions are written with assuming a teen or adult level of knowledge, but the topics are engaging for all ages. Some of our trivias are themed. Coming up in June, on June 8th, there's going to be a Simpsons trivia. On June 15th, Indiana Jones trivia. On June 22nd, Percy Jackson trivia, which I know was a patron request from earlier this year. And then the last Tuesday of every month is a pub-style general knowledge trivia with a mix of categories. And in addition to this running all summer, May through August, we are going to have for adults a special summer reading kickoff trivia event on Saturday, June 12th. All of these trivias are at 6:30 p.m. And the summer reading trivia will be like our pub style trivia, but more. There will be more categories, more questions, and even more prizes.
That sounds super fun. I know I always like competing with my family and friends. So yes, this would be a good way to do it.
This can be a solo adventure or a team-based thing. We play via Kahoot, which I think a lot of people have started using these days. So we share our screens to show the questions and people enter their answers via the app on their phone.
Have you heard about Overdrive, Libby, and Hoopla? These are the digital services that CMPL has available for you to download ebooks and audiobooks. You can search the catalog for what you're looking for and find the format you prefer. Get started at cmpl.org.
Super fun. So from the children's angle, we have Cameron Zavara will be performing his magic live on Zoom on Monday, August 9th at 10 a.m. If you haven't seen Cameron Zavara before, he has been at our main library. I think of him like those performers on America's Got Talent who are super crowd friendly and do these amazing tricks. And he's really not an old school style magician. He's great or entertainment, and this is a perfect program for the entire family. The other fun thing he's doing with us is if you watch CMPL's YouTube channel this summer, Cameron Zavara is releasing a magic trick every Friday morning at 10 a.m. from June 25th through August 13th. So if you're looking for something that you can do on your own time, whenever is convenient for you, keep an eye on that YouTube and maybe you'll learn something fun and new, or you can tell me how he does his tricks because he's really awesome.
Sounds great. I love following up with the YouTube channel. There's a lot going on there. I always forget how many cool programs we've had until I go back and check them out.
It is. What I love about the YouTube channel is that it really is an on-demand program. You can watch it on your time. It doesn't have to follow the 10 a.m. schedule or, you know, on this Saturday. So if it's 2 a.m. and that's when you have free time, that's when you can watch the show and it's great.
Indeed. Well, some more of our live programs, I'm going to turn to book discussions for adults. And we have four book discussion groups.
Wow.
which is a lot, but they all bring in different people and talk about different books, and they're all a lot of fun. We've got we've got discussion groups at each of our three locations, although since they're all on Zoom, you can easily attend them all without traveling anywhere right now. The one that's usually hosted at the North Branch is mystery themed. The one that's usually hosted at the South Branch is more of a general fiction, although I've heard that the attendees really like historical fiction. So if that's something you're into too, they do tend to go towards the historical fiction titles. We have Books on Tap, which unfortunately is not held at the bar at the moment. Someday it will be again, and Sarah will be very excited about that, not hosting Books on Tap over Zoom. And then we have our nonfiction book club, which is also usually at the main library and held over Zoom right now. Some of the highlight titles from these include The Turn of the Key by Ruth Ware. I'm just highlighting ones that I've read personally, just so you know, or have heard of. Turn of the Key by Ruth Ware, which freaked me out. I couldn't sleep. That's one of the fiction book clubs.
Wow.
The mystery book club has titles like Crimson Lake by Candace Fox, Cage by Ellison Cooper, and a couple of others for this summer. And I'm going to let Sarah say which one she's excited about for Books on Tap.
Yeah, so Books on Tap, our theme has sort of developed into new books, new popular titles. So we're catching them, you know, within a year of publication, we mostly hope. So coming up in June, we're doing The Guest List by Lucy Foley, which was a Reese Witherspoon pick. And the one I loved, but we'll see what everyone else thought, The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue by V.E. Schwab. And this is a fantasy title. We haven't done a lot of fantasy. We do a lot of general fiction, some historical, some mystery. This will be our first foray into fantasy, and we'll see how people like it.
Nice. And then for our nonfiction book club, we've got a couple of different memoirs, Between Two Kingdoms and Smallest Lights in the Universe. And then also The Choice, Embrace the Impossible by Edith Egger. A lot of interesting and hopefully some books you haven't heard of, some books you may have heard of, and some books that you've read and just need to talk to somebody about, like The Guest List.
Well, and we've all learned this year, we're looking for outlets to talk to people. Mm-hmm. And this is a great way to do it if you join one of the book clubs. And yes, it's on Zoom, but you're going to meet interesting people and be able to talk about your thoughts and different things around the book.
And I will say one of the Books on Tap longtime attendees who also does Let's Get Real Now, she has enjoyed pretty much everything we've ever read across both book clubs and says that she really just loves picking up something she wouldn't have chosen for herself. She can always find something to appreciate in the titles that the library has selected.
That's great.
That does sound great. Yeah. Sarah, do you have another program or were you part of that one too?
Oh, no, I was just jumping in. No, I was going to bring us back to, we have a lot of lecture programs planned for adults this summer. We've got a lot of great presenters coming. I was just going to mention, there are too many to talk about, so I'll just mention two of them very briefly. On Wednesday, June 2nd, we will have Bill Loomis presenting Secret Societies in Detroit.
Wow.
I'm just intrigued by the title. Apparently, secret societies have operated in Detroit for most of the city's history. Many started for fun and companionship, but others had more serious ends in mind. I don't know what those are. You'll have to attend in order to find out.
That sounds super fun.
And then in July, on Tuesday, July 27th, we've got Finding a Tale, Sport, Ship Dog of the Great Lakes. And so this will be presented by the author of a book. Her name is Pamela Cameron, and she published a book called Sport, Ship Dog of the Great Lakes. It was a Library of Michigan notable book in 2020. And so the author will be there to describe how she got the idea for this book, how she went about writing it. It is the true story of a Newfoundland retriever who lived on a lighthouse service tender from 1914 to 1926. She'll be able to present photographs and documents found during her visits to the Great Lakes Research Centers.
That's really interesting, especially if you like animals. And like, I know I like programs about my dog.
It's about dogs, it's about Michigan history, it's about lighthouses. It has all kinds of things that sound really awesome.
That really does. Mm-hmm. That really does. So I'm gonna go back to animals with mine. The Howell Nature Center will be presenting Fantastical Beasts on Saturday, July 10th at 2:30 p.m. on Zoom. So coming from somebody who loves fantasy, I can't wait to see which Michigan wildlife will be a part of the presentation. And that's something that the Howell Nature Center is really known for, is finding the local Michigan wildlife and using it in their educational programs. So I can't wait to see, because the article description talked about dragons and griffins, and for sure those cannot be in my backyard, or at least I hope not, but I'd be interested to see what actually is.
Unless the dragons are invisible or something.
I mean, they could be, but at the point they're invisible, that's fine.
Cool. Well, the next one I am going to talk about is actually part of our summer reading program, which will be the topic of our next podcast, when we'll go over how to participate in summer reading and the activities that are involved with that big program. But in July, we're going to have a scavenger hunt. This will be at all three locations and run for the month of July. You can pick up a scavenger hunt form at any location, and you'll have to use our physical buildings and some of our databases and some of our online materials to answer the scavenger or find all the scavenger hunt clues. You can turn them in at any of our locations before the end of the month, and you will get both a unique summer reading badge and entered in for a prize.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, that should be a good
especially,
one.
Especially if you are somebody who doesn't want to be tied to a specific time, you can come in anytime that the library is open to do the scavenger hunt.
Yes. And if you're not sure what a summer reading badge is, tune in for the next podcast. We'll go over exactly what that is.
Nice.
Sarah, do you have another program?
Yes. On the topic of databases and technology, we do have a program coming up in August called Google Like a Librarian. And our Searcher extraordinaire Megan will be teaching participants how to get better search results and, in fact, Google like a librarian. So the program will teach a basic understanding of how Google gives you your search results, will teach people how to formulate better keyword searches to get at what they're really looking for, learn the difference between a database and the internet, and get some tools to evaluate the reliability of various websites so that people can go beyond just clicking on the first thing that pops up and understand how Google is giving you those results.
I really like this type of program, which I already Google like a librarian, but I can speak just for my family. When my husband and I both search for the same thing, he does not get good results, and I would like to send him to this program, but I'm not prepared to teach him how to do it.
That's why we offer these, so you know what you're getting into when you run the program. You can prepare yourself.
And there really are a lot of tricks that we use every day as we search for things that do give us better results.
Exactly. So this is like letting you in on our little secrets that we have learned from years and years of experience.
Mm-hmm. We don't want them to be secrets.
No, we don't, but it's like anything else. They don't come up unless there's like a reason or a purpose for them to come up. And, you know, every day that's hard. So one of the programs I'm looking forward to this summer is one that actually Miss Brittany is putting together. And it is Babysitter's Club Kid Kids on Wednesday, July 14th at 2 p.m. on Zoom for ages 10 to 12. If you are my age range, you read the Babysitter's Club books when you were little, and you used to go to the bookstore or the library and you'd pick up all your books, and we read them as they were released because that's how old I am. And then last summer was super fun because the Babysitter's Club came out on Netflix. So it resurged all of this Babysitter's Club stuff. And they are working on releasing season 2. Which I hope is still sometime this summer. So the kid kits are something that kids in the Babysitter's Club would take out when they babysat and would have different activities and projects that you can use with young kids. And I'm really excited to see what Miss Brittany puts together in her kid kits as we create them via Zoom.
I will say, I read Babysitter's Club and I've really been enjoying the Babysitter's Club graphic novels that are being released too. I think those were started years ago. They're not super new.
They're newer because Raina Telgemeier helps illustrate them all.
Yes.
And she's the author of Smile and Ghosts and Drama.
Yeah, the graphic novels are a lot of fun. I've been rereading Babysitter's Club in graphic novel form.
Right, I'll agree. Today, Lisa loves the Babysitter's Club graphic novel.
Mm-hmm.
But Lisa from 30 years ago really loved the chapter books because we didn't even know what graphic novels were.
Indeed. And I also read the Babysitter's Club Little Sister, the Karen books.
Yeah, see, I was too old for those when they
came out. We could go off on the whole thing.
But those also are now a graphic novel series.
Oh my gosh, so much reading to catch up on.
Right?
In the meantime, some more programs. One of the programs I'm really excited for, because I'm a part of it, and I don't do as much programming as I used to, so then I get to attend more, which is exciting, is the murder mystery. We took a break from murder mysteries this spring, winter spring, and now we're back. A murder has taken place at the beach, and we need the help of our amateur detectives, participants, public members of the public to help us solve this mystery. There will be 6 actors from our library staff. We will be answering questions that you pose to us. It's over Zoom, it takes place over 2 nights. And so far, everyone's had a lot of fun with it. The questions start flying. It's hard to keep your story straight when you're acting. I can attest to that. And I write the stories. So it's a lot of fun. We throw around wild accusations. And then at the end, we have a big reveal.
So I love a couple things about this program. First, it is highly competitive for staff to participate, to the point where they start asking ahead of time, hey, Celia, can I do your next murder mystery? I have still not had a chance to participate, and it's okay. But it's also just fun to listen to, and it's extremely entertaining. For the last one, I was somewhere I didn't want to be at that time. So I said, hey, Celia, can I borrow the login for the murder mystery program and just listen? I won't ask any questions. And I think I laughed for a full hour and a half the night of that murder mystery. And it was the first night as the actual murder happened and all the clues started popping out. It's a lot of fun.
The staff get really into it and start making up side stories and improvising, and it's the people you wouldn't think.
There's some people who we work with who seem like really nice, sweet people, and the stuff they've done in this murder mystery is really funny.
Yes, indeed.
And shocking, but funny.
As someone who has acted in this before, rather poorly, I assume, it is a lot of fun.
Nonsense, Sarah. No one's accused you.
Oh, that's true.
No, wait. No, I think you did get some accusations. Anyway.
Sarah, do you have another program left?
I don't, but I could talk about something.
Oh, that's okay. I have one last program I was going to talk about as we're wrapping up. We've been having different take and make kits throughout the year as we've been testing this out, and they've been really popular. But for the summer, we are going to do something in July called Take and Make Crafty Summer Fun, which will require no registration, and a new craft releases at each location until it's gone on Wednesdays during July. So we'll be making yarn rainbows, straw rockets, rainbow scratch animals, and grab bags. Stop by for one or all as you're interested in them. I love that they don't require registration. So that means you can come in and just grab what you need for your family and go as you're picking up books, and it can give you something to work on later, but lots of fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, I wanted to wrap mine up by saying that if you are a teenager, or you know a teenager, or you have a teenager in your house who you're trying to keep entertained this summer, we've got a lot of different sorts of programming for teens. Some of them are more fun educational based, so teen tech coding and 3D printing. And then other ones are just fun. We have game days.
Pineapple string art is one.
We've got some crafts. We also have the Maker Mondays for teens, which are also not registration, and you can pick them up on Monday, first come, first serve. And there's some fun programs coming up for that.
You're right. So as always, if you have more questions about any of these programs, if you have lost your newsletter and want to read it again, or you need any other information about the library, you can visit our website at cmpl.org. All of our events are listed on our calendar off of the events tab, along with the newsletter information. And we hope to see you this summer. So thanks for joining us today. Bye, everybody.